Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. We're having some technical difficulties adding Dana Nutt into the show, but we're going to get it fixed. We'll get him in here soon. I got to, look him up this way. Okay, I can do it this way. And it's going to be a little bit of work, but we will get this done. Technology. Love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't. Let's see, at SBC Global. SBC, no, Randy, that's not the way you spell. Global.net. That's his email address. Dana Nutt at SBCGlobal.net. So we'll hit that and see if we can do a search that way. And it doesn't work. Okay. What is going on? All lowercase. Dana Nutt, SBCGlobal.net. Oh, Lord. All right, let's try it this way. Let's try a phone number. Because I'm sure it's the phone that he's on that he's going to be part of the show with. Okay, that's not working. Okay, why? Oh, man. There he is. Okay, let's try it this way. Oh, man, it's not working, Dana. I am so sorry. I had it. Oh, man, it's calling now. Maybe that's him. Is that him? Nope. Oh, I had this all set up on the link. Had it all planned, beautifully teed up. Thank you guys so very much. Let's see if it's this one. Let's call. Nope, that's not it either. All right. Well, we're going to have to abort for this first short segment. Maybe we'll have to try him here at the break, keep him through the bottom of the hour, because he's got a lot of good stuff to share with us today. Great book. Love the cover. Was really looking forward to sharing this information with you guys. Keep saying it's sending a code. But it's not sending me a code. Okay. Hold on. We'll do this again. All right. Very good. You know what? I think what we're going to do. Nope. That won't work either. Son of a gun. All right. Well, I apologize, folks. I had it all set up. I sent him a link. He clicked on it. We were talking during the break. I went to add the studio and he disappeared. Drop the call. So I'm not really sure. We'll try this again. So one of the things that we definitely need to push the politicians on is getting this thinking away from the budget. Just like the governor's directive, we need to focus on skills. Well, the state budget, based on the way the House Republicans structured funding going to public universities, ties right in with this interview. It was going to be the last half hour of my show today. We'll be able to squeeze all this in. God willing, technology is going to work here. We'll be able to get this connected. We'll see what we can do. So, take a short break. Randy's got to calm down. Don't panic. Just got to be 2% smarter than what you're dealing with. We'll figure it out. Hopefully, we'll have Dana in the next break. Great story lined up from Lansing about the funding of public universities, ties right in with all of this. We're going to have a short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
In the heart of Michigan, voice rings two. Pair John's coming, he's got work to do. Conservative leader, just like the best. No hold bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut to the bed, call out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Pair's on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747. Tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now, he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. 4747.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment, hour number three. Still having technical difficulties with Dana Nutt, the author of a new book that we wanted to talk with him about this morning. I'm going to try to do it the old-fashioned way. I hate the sound quality of this, but we will be doing the best we can. And hopefully we can get this to work. Let's see. There's the boombox connecting in. Let's hopefully works that connects properly. Connected for calls and audio. Okay, very good. So we go back to this. We click on this. We go to that. We pull him up there, and we give him a phone call. Old-fashioned cell phone technology. Again, hopefully it'll work. So there's the one ringy-dingy. Hopefully he's going to answer the phone.
Tucker.
Hey, good morning, Dana. You're live on the radio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, this second book you just wrote just came out today. Give us the title, and why did you use that wording for the title? Give us the title, and why did you do it?
Well,
the title.
The title is The 11th Hour Retirement Plan. Shows a pair of work boots on the front of the book for like the working men and women. And the reason I chose this is because so many people nowadays never plan for retirement or set aside finances for retirement. You know, built any type of retirement plan whatsoever. So I was 41 years old, and somebody said to me, what are you doing for retirement? And well, I was a contractor, and I said, well, I guess I'll just, you know, save money and work out that way. And at that time, I started reading books on real estate investing, and I got into real estate investing very heavy, and I started, you know, within 10 years, I was, you know, already a millionaire and had done very well with real estate investing and started other businesses, and my mind just exploded. And so this last fall, I sat around after writing my first book and having it published. I decided I wanted to write another book and target people in like their 40s and 50s that really didn't have a retirement plan yet, or didn't have a strategy or what they was going to do other than Social Security, or maybe some have a pension but needed more than that. So I talked to my ghostwriter and I said, you know, I'd like to do another book and target people in their 40s and 50s that don't really have a retirement plan. So started writing stuff and putting it down and emailing it to him, and he's like, wow, this is great. So we started the book back in late November or late December and into January, and then it was just released this morning.
Now, one of the subtitles of it, The 11th Hour Retirement Plan, How to Catch Up in 10 Years or Less. And so what you're saying, people like you, contractors, small business owners, they actually need to set aside money, but put that money to work. That money has to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to get a return on the investment, on the dollars. So that money actually starts to work for you without you having to go to work. You can still do your regular job, but in the back of your mind, Dana, you know that you've got this other money actively working towards, focused on your retirement. Is that an accurate statement?
That's very true. And what happened was, people go to work, like you say, 9 to 5, and, you know, working for the other guy. And some of them, they have IRAs or different things like that. But one of the books I read years ago was Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And he said in there, you need to find a business or something that will create money even when you're not there. So I started looking again towards real estate investing. And that was one of the things, by having rental income, that I didn't need to be there. And I made money every single day off of rental income or other businesses I would start, and I would get a good manager so that I didn't have to be there, and the funds would still flow.
Sure.
So it's key to have, you know, a good manager in your company, someone that you can really rely on. I mean, my motel. I've had the same manager for 8 years now, and she does a very, very good job. And I've got managers on our resort on Drummond Island. And, I mean, everything I do, I always set it up so that I don't have to be there. And then we invest and reinvest. And then we take money and we put it towards our IRA or turn around and invest it into another piece of real estate or something like that.
So bottom line, this book, the purpose of it, for you to take the time to write it, you explain in the book to people all of this information so that they can then get a handle and start coming up with other ideas like basically you did.
Yeah, and like the very first chapter in the book is 40 years old with nothing. You know, you might have a job and you might have a few dollars in a savings account. And sometimes people that have a job have a second job because their first job isn't enough to give them what they want, or the spouse works, and then you're raising children. And so it's, you know, the very first chapter is 40 years old with nothing. And another thing is like chapter 3, reprogram your brain. I mean, the very first thing you need to do is, you know, what is your purpose? What do you really want out of life? You know, what do you want to do when you reach retirement age? And a lot of people look at retirement as an age, and retirement is not an age. Retirement is just simply having enough money in the bank to be able to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it.
Sure.
And wife and I, we travel 4 or 5 times a year. I go on hunting, fishing trips whenever I want. You know, we're retired, but we still very working at other projects. We can go watch the grandkids play ball. We do whatever we want to do.
Right. I had a gentleman one time, very wealthy millionaire. He told me, he said, Randy, retirement is that you have so much money in your checking account, you never have to balance it. You never have to look at how much money's in the bank.
Well, something we have just for a giggle between my wife Amy and I is, I will say to her, I said, well, what's our bank account look like? She goes, I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up.
There you go. You just proved his statement. I love it. I love it. Where can people get a copy of this book, The 11th Hour Retirement Plan, How to Catch Up in 10 Years or Less, written by Dana Nutt? How can they get it?
It's on Amazon Kindle right now in an ebook form. Hard copy will come out here probably within the next month or so.
Okay.
But right now it's on Amazon Kindle.
So they can read it on there. Do you have an audio book port, a version of it yet?
Not audio, not yet. Nope, just the written ebook form.
Very good. Excellent. And it's on Kindle through Amazon.
Right.
Okay. Now this this cover you sent me, are you able to send me, email me a PDF of this cover so that I can take a picture of it on my phone and be able to share it with my audience?
Yep, I'll get that to you. I'll try to get that to you today.
Okay, very good. I'll text you back my email address at the radio station. Actually, Dana, it's real simple. The call letters, WCHY.US, which is the website to listen to the music, at gmail.com. So WCHY.US@gmail.com, but I'll text it to you because I know you're on the road. The other major thing I want people to understand, this has been basically, this book is your life story. You've actually lived this. You've actually done this yourself, and you can actually show other people how to do it in this book.
Well, I do podcasting. I've been coaching real estate investing financial strategies for a couple of years now. And I have several people. I have one guy that has helped me rehab over 50 homes, and he's now out on his own rehabbing homes and doing this. And he was like, I see why you do this now. And he's semi-retired, and he's only been at it 7 years.
Excellent.
And still, you know, still buying and rehabbing. And then, so I do, you know, a couple different podcasts a week, different strategies, and, you know, did one with my insurance guy last week with the flooding and whatnot. And I get to speak, next Tuesday at Inland Lakes High School in front of all of the high schoolers, three different classes. And I'm going to speak to them on, you know, my growing up and how I got to where I am a little bit, just give them a story background, and then go right into like entrepreneurship and how they can break the mold and become successful themselves, positive thinking, motivation. Talk to them a little bit about credit card strategy, talk to them on retirement plan and how to set up for retirement. You know, because kids nowadays, they don't get this. You know, we're same age.
Yeah.
And us growing up, in our, you know, people in their 50s, 60s or whatever, even 70s, they weren't taught how to really save money. I can remember my grandfather saying, you know, put money in the savings account and never spend over half of what you have in there to buy anything. And that was the best I got. And, throughout the years, you got to learn all this stuff yourself. Well, I've been helping a lot of young kids, coaching, being their mentor, and you know, my son is doing very well, my daughter's doing very well, and I got grandkids, and I'm always asking my grandkids, what are you going to do when you get out of school? And part of them is like, well, I don't know, I'm thinking about this, thinking about that, but there's so many different things that they can do, but yet they need to start as soon as they get out of high school, start planning for retirement, because you wait till you're 40 and 50, it's going to be too late.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the book will teach them how to catch up if they are 40, 50, or maybe even some of our 60-year-old folks, they're in retirement years heading up very close, very soon. Maybe they can learn some stuff to help grow their estate and their retirement plan by simply reading your book.
Yep. I just talked to a couple here just half hour ago that they said they should, and they're fine. They have some investments. They're like, maybe we should, I gave her my first book, Lessons from the Old Schoolhouse, to read. And she said, I'm going to read this. She goes, I think maybe we should get with you and we'll get some ideas on how we could invest more. And so, I mean, in their 60s, it's not too late. You know, look at Ray Crockett for Kentucky Fried Chicken, 67 years old when he started.
Yes. Yep. Colonel Sanders, that was the whole thing. Absolutely. He was in his 60s. And there's other ones that have done it as well. Let me ask you a quick question. This being an ebook, this is something that people would have to be able to download. Is it downloadable where they can read it on their phone, or does it have to be on a computer?
Nope, they can read it on their phone, and they can read, just a few pages, or they can read the whole book, or and I get notified, somebody reads just 10 pages, maybe it wasn't for them, or if they read the whole book, This isn't necessarily for everybody, but especially if you're a contractor already working out in the field.
Yeah.
And you've already got the upper hand, you've already got an edge on
right.
anybody, because you already know half of these steps and what to do. It's just you need some
help.
Yeah.
Very good. Dana, we're up against the bottom of the hour news break. I apologize for the technology. We'll get it fixed up here, and I'll have you back on the show when it comes out in book form.
Okay, very good.
Thanks, Dana. Again, Dana Nutt's book, The 11th Hour Retirement Plan, How to Catch Up in 10 Years or Less. We'll get you the information. Have him on again. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.